This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I know you just started, but do you view this as he's the guy that you're going to build this team around long term?
No doubt.
With the talent you have?
I mean, Paul Skeens, they don't come around that ever. You know, like there's few pitchers like that. You know, when I was younger, I got to play with Verlander and Scherzer, and you know, really, that's what you see in Paul is that type of guy. If he can continue that, you know, continue to develop, continue to grow, he's a pitcher. He's not a thrower. Just the way he works, everything. Yeah, he's definitely a guy you want to build around.
Can you feel, a palpable buzz in the ballpark when he's pitching on the road?
Yeah. People show up to watch him pitch. You know, I love to watch him pitch. You know, he's great out there. He's special. And what you don't see are the other days that he's in here working his tail off to be that guy too. It just he's very regimented, disciplined, and does everything that he can to be the best that he can be.
All right, good morning, everybody. That is Don Kelly, everyone's favorite baseball manager, talking about Paul Skeens, everybody's favorite pitcher. Don't look now, folks. The Buccos, under Don Kelly, are 9-10. I did bad math yesterday. They are 9-10 under Don Kelly, and we are not counting the game that he stepped in for Derek Shelton when Derek Shelton's kid was graduating from college. So in this era of Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, 9-10 under Don Kelly, which is a considerable improvement from where they were this year under Derek Shelton. And also, don't look now, they're bringing the bats to the ball yard, Doran. Break up the Bucks. 9 unanswered runs 2 games ago. Yesterday, they put up a 10 spot, and my God, they finally give some run support to Paul Skeens. We can get into the Pirates and how they're playing and what that means and how that would affect Ben Cherington and all that jazz. But it would be a disservice to Paul Skeens if we didn't start with him. The numbers that this guy has put up through 35 starts in his career are historic. It is his 23rd birthday today, Doran.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul. My God, you think that guy's got life by the nards?
Yeah.
He's got a supermodel girlfriend who's worth north of $1 million herself. He has signed a $10 million-ish signing bonus. At some point in his life, he will look in his bank account and see $500 million. And he's one of the best pitchers through this point in a career in the history of the sport. He has the lowest ERA before turning 23 years old. Paul Skeens, through 35 starts, a 2.03 ERA. That is laughably good. You have to go back, Doran, to 1913 and 1914 to find the last guy younger than 23 that he had an ERA lower than Paul Skeens. That was Dutch Leonard. They called him the oven, Doran. 1.80 ERA. 1913. They made baseballs different back then. They hadn't even fought World War I back then. That's as far back as we got to go to see a guy who's been this successful before turning 23. The next closest, Babe Ruth, with a 2.10 ERA from 1914 to 1917. Can we start saying he's going to be an all-time great? And say it without, qualifiers?
He's on his way. There's still a lot of work to do, clearly.
I'm not saying canonize him right now. I'm not saying put him in the hall right now. But is it not more likely than not that this guy is going to wind up in Cooperstown?
It's more likely, for sure. And for me, that there's one reason why it's more likely. Now, obviously, you don't know about injuries, so let's just throw that out. But the older you get and the more you play, the more experience you have, the more reps you get, the better you get if you are that quality of an athlete. So, 2-3 years from now, he's going to know what works, really. He tried it this year, and obviously, there was times where it didn't look like it worked, and then he went back to his true self, and now that's why he's been dominating the last couple starts. But there's going to be a time in his career in a year or two where he's going to know what works, what doesn't work, and it's going to look different.
He's going to get even better,
He's going to get better. He has so much room to improve. He's not hit his ceiling as a baseball player or as a baseball pitcher. That's why it's way, way more likely, because he's just going to be so dominant in so many other areas that we haven't even seen yet as a pitcher.
I'm with you on that, and people crush me when I said Paul wasn't pitching as well as he did last year. And he wasn't pitching as well as he did last year. Now he is. And I never said I was concerned. I said the velocity, noteworthy. And he hasn't been as dominant. Well, the last three starts, he's been every bit as good, if not better, than he was last year. And we heard Don Kelly there at the top of the show compare him to two guys that he played with. Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer. Justin Verlander was really good when he started his career. His first three seasons, Doran, 3.05 ERA, 4.12 ERA, 3.50 ERA. Then he goes 4.43, then 3.74. Paul Skeens is on a different planet than that guy. Then I look at Justin Verlander. And he was a wonderful pitcher. But his first season, he had a 7.15 ERA. 3.63, 3.66, 4.84, 3.45, 3.37. Doran, these guys who are surefire, first ballot, no question, Hall of Fame pitchers, they sort of stumbled, comparatively, out of the gate. Those are the two guys that Don Kelly compared him to. And Paul Skeens, a little over a year into his career, I feel like is toying with guys.
Yep.
So long as he stays healthy, we are going to see the career of one of the very best pitchers in the history of the sport. Full stop. No qualifiers. This could be a Mount Rushmore kind of guy. You're not going to see anybody win 300 games again.
Right.
It doesn't happen. It's different. And you've got three true outcomes now. It's all about strikeouts and walks and home runs. So the sport has evolved even since 2005 when Justin Verlander debuted, or 2008 since Max Scherzer debuted. But those guys have had careers that have spanned multiple different eras. And yeah, they've had great years in eras that more resemble this one. But Paul Skeens is better than those dudes, man.
So whenever it's all said and done, will he be regarded as the best athlete to ever play in Pittsburgh in any sport? I know he probably won't have the true hardware that most of them do have. But if we're talking like he's going to be probably one of the best pitchers ever in his sport, will he be regarded as the best athlete to ever play for a Pittsburgh team? Whenever it's all said and done, he's only going to be here, what, 4 or 5 more years. But
that's what I was going to say. That probably winds up breaking a tie.
Mm-hmm.
I also, I'm not going to say he'll wind up being better than Mario Lemieux.
Right.
That's too far for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I think reasonable people say Lemieux is the second best player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And people you ask around here will say, yeah, I mean, if not for the cancer of the back, he might have been the best player of all time.
But if we're talking about Skeens being on Mount Rushmore pitchers, I mean, he could be the second best pitcher of all time if that's how we're talking right now. Just no.
I think tie goes to him probably not winning enough here and then him finishing out his career with the Yankees or the damn Dodgers or the Mets or one of those organizations that make me want to pull my hair
out. He'd be on the Mount Rushmore here.
Oh, I think it's reasonable to say already he's the best pitcher in Pirates history. You go back over the course of Bucco history, and they've had good pitchers. They've had great pitchers. They haven't had anything resembling this guy. I mean, Doug Drabeck won a Cy Young. That's great. Gerrit Cole was he third or fifth in Cy Young voting in 2015? He was in the running for the Cy Young. But he was never this good. We are witnessing something that we are never going to see again here. And I don't want to make this another Paul Skeens trade debate, but it's why you can't trade him.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine trading this guy this summer or trading this guy this offseason or even next offseason when he could go down as a top whatever pitcher of all time. You want to talk about a fan base that hates the way that this organization does baseball and hates the economics of baseball, and then you're going to trade Haley's Comet? People will never forgive the franchise. The people who have still put up with it and still go to games and still watch and still listen to us talk about him, you might lose a sizable chunk of the diehard diehards. So you just can't do it. Texter, and this is true. Crowley lit a fire under Paul Skeens' ass. He deserves a raise. You hear that, Craig?
Yep.
Just call me Oscar Marine. I did what Oscar Marine can't do. And then you got Henry Davis, by the way, who's just hitting the cover off the baseball.
You just love to see it.
And they're crediting Adam Frazier. Adam Frazier made a tweak or two to the approach of Henry Davis. Make that guy the hitting coach.
Yep.
Because I don't need him hitting in the lineup. Just make him the hitting coach.
He actually hasn't been bad this year.
He really hasn't. Well, I won't go that far. I'll say he isn't as bad as I thought he would be.
Right.
I'll look up his numbers. Maybe I'm.
Maybe I'm dead wrong. It's not that bad. But that is great to hear. I love that. You know, hearing that Adam Frazier was like, all right, and then a younger player that had been struggling actually taking that advice and using it. That if Adam Frazier has tried to tweak Henry Davis and it has worked, like, that's awesome.
He's the leader that they told us Tommy Pham would be.
Right, that's awesome. Love it.
People texting in, how about Sid? Yeah, Sid's a top 5 player of all time.
Yeah.
Arguably a top 4 player of all time in the NHL. And he's going to finish his career here. Lemieux finished his career here. Lemieux is also an owner and saved the franchise a couple of times. So it would be tough to say that Paul Skeens is a better athlete than those guys. But I do think when it's all said and done, we're going to look back and it's going to be like the Bonds thing, where Bonds won multiple MVPs here, and I think Skeens is going to win a Cy Young here, and we're going to talk about him as ours for a brief period, and then he's going to go off and he's going to make history someplace else, and that depresses me. I don't want to talk about it. 412-928-9370. Is this hyperbole, or is it fair to start talking about Paul Skeens legitimately as someone who's going to be an all-time great? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'll also talk about the Buccos under Don Kelly and the other 1-1 pick, Henry Davis, who's turning things around and what that might mean for Ben Chen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Harrington. Texter, Crowley, you're so full of bleep. 3 weeks ago, you said you were worried about Paul Skeens. Now you flip-flopped. No, I said he wasn't pitching as well as he did last year. Now he is. That's pretty easy. I was very careful to say I'm not worried about him.
You didn't say that you were a little worried?
Nope. Definitely didn't.
Okay.
Very careful not to say that.
I trust you.
I said it was noteworthy that the velocity was down.
Okay.
Which I thought that it was. We're also developing an understanding of Skeens. And maybe he's going to be one of these guys that instead of throwing 100 miles an hour in April, he's going to throw merely 99. Right. And then as it warms up, he's going to start throwing 100 again. You had Bob Walk and John Wehner and Neil Walker, all these guys, breaking down Skeens 3 weeks ago, saying, we still haven't seen Skeens be dominant. When they say it, it's fine. When I say it, it's not. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're here for today.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to celebrate Paul Skeens, and he is worth celebrating. And that's why you don't trade him. Now, a lot of people saying, guys, this is recency bias. Talking about Skeens being an all-time great. Remember Mark Fidrich, the bird. He came on like gangbusters, flamed out of the league. That's true. He also had a 2.34 ERA in 1976, which, while very good, ain't 2.03.
No.
And Skeens had a 1.98 as a rookie, for God's sakes. People bringing up Kerry Wood, which is why we talked about injury. Like, injury can always keep somebody from being an all-time great. And we even talked about it with Lemieux. Lemieux might have been the best ever, if not for, cancer and the back. Kerry Wood, even in his infinite early career greatness, never at any point in his career had an ERA south of 3, let alone under 2 like Skeens did as a rookie. Now, Kerry Wood did strike out 20 dudes, which was amazing. Here are some statistics on Skeens this year, Doran. I'll say it again. He got off to a slow start by the standard that we held him to last year. He's 9th right now in ERA in Major League Baseball, all of Major League Baseball, not just the NL. He said he wants to be more efficient. He's number 1 in innings pitched in Major League Baseball, so check that box off. So that's where he's even getting arguably better.
Right.
Number 1 in innings? Number 1 in complete games, he has 1. That just tells you the state of the sport. And he's number 1 in quality starts. And this with him not being as dominant early on? The guy's a marvel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not rocket science, but I feel like he was trying to work on some things.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah,
he was trying to tinker with some things, and then he was like, "Okay, let me just go back to the drawing board and what I do well."
I'm just gonna Skeens it up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna Skeens it up. I'm gonna start throwing the ball by people.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch to contact. Nah.
All right.
Forget it.
Right.
I'm just gonna get guys out. Texter, sorry dudes, but I want a championship, not a feel good story for a pitcher who leaves us sooner than later. Build around him. That's why you build around him. If you want to win a World Series, which should be the goal, I'm not afraid to say that. You should want to win a World Series around here, not just make wild card series, not just play in the postseason. No, Skeens has said it. You want to win a damn World Series. You have a much better chance of doing that if you build around this unicorn than you do trading the unicorn for other parts. The Nationals traded Juan Soto. They got a lot of good stuff in return, and here they are, still under 500. Build around the unicorn. He ain't going to be here for long. So pour all the resources into it for 4 years, and then if you want to tear the thing down to the studs and have $22 million payrolls afterward, I'd make that trade.
Mm-hmm.
You start spending $150 million now, and then you spend next to nothing? The 5 years after Skeens leaves, I would sign up for that in blood right this second. Right this second. You got another 1-1 pick who's starting to look the part, Doran. Henry Davis.
Yes.
Swing and a liner pass short into left base hit. First pitch swinging again. Henry Davis with an RBI single. 1-0 Pirates.
Hammer and Hank Callis. Callis smiling ear to ear back there thinking about Henry Davis.
Former catcher.
That's right.
Callis?
How about the pop time for Henry Davis now, Callis? Quickest pop time in Major League Baseball. He's become a defensive wizard back there. And now he's hitting the baseball. You have nothing to add?
No, you kind of just kept talking, and it's pretty, no notes. No notes otherwise, yeah.
Then I stopped, and that's where you interject your
opinion.
He can
feel it. I mean, he's established that. He's a Major League player. Look at that.
We said it yesterday. I mean, you can honestly feel whether he has the confidence or not. And even last night, like you could feel it through the TV that he is a confident player at the plate and behind the plate. I mean, there was times where he was obviously trying to move his glove into the zone to try to get strikes, and then he would slap his glove because he was so mad that the ump wouldn't call a strike.
Yes.
And he called ball. Like he's feeling himself confidently. Behind the plate and at the plate.
I'm happy you mentioned that because I made a note of it and I was going to forget to bring it up. You're not going to find, man, a more intense battery than those two. Holy cow. Skeens, you could tell, burning up inside, not getting some of those calls. And Henry Davis just wearing his emotions on his sleeve. If he turns into even a reasonable facsimile of what we thought he could be when they drafted him, I'm going to be stunned. And I'm going to be so pleasantly surprised because this is a guy we've all rooted for because he busts his butt. And you can see that reflected in how he's playing defense. He's a positive wins above replacement player right now. He's got a 0.7 war. His glove alone now can keep him hanging around in the big leagues, even if the bat never grows into anything more than what we've seen it. But I think he's turning a corner. And I hope this isn't just a hot streak, something like that. But the pedigree and his success in the minor leagues makes you think maybe he is turning that corner.
Well, it's one of those situations where a certain player needs to be and know exactly what they're doing. and it can't be different every day. Like, you could tell how intense he is and how in tune he is with what he does. And moving him to right field, like, you thought that that was a decent idea at the time because you want to get him as a starter. You wanted him to be a starter, but he's a guy that's like, look, I'm a catcher. I need to catch, and that's it. I need to be a catcher. Whether it looks bad at first, I will figure it out. That's why I was drafted, was obviously to hit, but to be a catcher. And I think that they've messed with him a little bit, but now it's kind of just let the butterfly fly. You know, just see how far that they can get. And, you know, he's done a great job, like, seriously. And it's very, very awesome to see him pull through, because I try to get into Henry Davis's mind, and I do that a lot. I try to get in players' heads, right? And I'm thinking, like, Henry Davis going into the season, and if I were Henry Davis, I would look at myself in the mirror and be like, this may be my last chance.
Seriously.
This is it. This is probably my last opportunity to really show that I could be a major league player. And he's coming through. So good on him. It's very awesome to see.
Yes, Harry?
You think that Don Kelly being manager has kind of facilitated a culture that can make a lot of these players more comfortable, like Henry Davis?
No doubt. No doubt. I think it was too comfortable before. Now it's kind of on edge comfortable. It's like, yeah, I feel good. I want to play for this guy. But, like, we have a job to do. We better do it, or there's going to be consequences. There was no consequences before. You could kind of sit back, and if you messed up, you're like, oh, man, shoot, I just had a bad game. Never going to get called to the principal's office. You just were just running around, just acting wild. And sometimes you would fall into something good, but you were just acting wild. Now there's actually rules. There's actually structure.
And it seems like he does it with accountability.
Right.
And then also with this positive attitude.
Yeah. That makes you want to play and do good.
Yes.
For him, for the team.
They are 9-10 now under Don Kelly, which we'll get to coming up next. And what Henry Davis's renaissance might mean for Ben Cherington. Couple quick stats on Henry Davis. He is sixth in all of Major League Baseball right now, tied for fifth, actually, in catchers caught stealing above average. So looking at the analytics here, he's a top five defensive catcher in baseball at throwing dudes out. And then if you look at the pitch framing, which everyone's obsessed with the pitch framing, he's at -1 above average, so he's still been below average as a pitch framer. I go back to last year to look and see where he was. I can't even find him. He was so low. Like, he's not even listed. He was that bad at it. So it's not like it's become a strength for him, the pitch framing, but it's not the horrific weakness that it used to be. And just anecdotally, he's blocking balls back there. And you've said it, the confidence behind the plate, that's bled over now.
Yep.
To when he's hitting a baseball. And he's hitting it hard.
Yep.
And Wehner said yesterday he's keeping the bat through the zone longer. Fingers crossed. But what does it all mean for Ben Cherington if his 1-1 pick winds up being a good player? If Alexander Canario winds up being a good player? If Donnie Kelly keeps winning baseball games, does this mean Ben Cherington returns? We'll get to that coming up next. Lots of Steelers talk on the way as well. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
640. Time is brought to you by Gina G. and Pietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Let's say this Alexander Canario keeps playing well and his modest five-game hitting streak was snapped yesterday at 9 hits in 5 games. God, Dorn, you said it before the show. He had the one at-bat where it's 94, 94, 94 all through the zone, and he swung and missed on each pitch. But let's say he keeps developing the way that he has been of late. He has more total bases than any Pirate this month, which is just, it's insane. And let's say they find a way to get Joey Bart in the lineup while Henry Davis is catching, and Henry Davis keeps playing well, and Spencer Horwitz looks the part at first base, and they keep winning under Don Kelly. They are 9-10 under Kelly. Are they going to save Ben Cherington's job here?
It's starting to smell like that, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You could smell it, because you could point to the guys that he brought in, like you just said, like the Canarios and the Horwitz, you know, developing, I guess, Henry Davis, things of that nature. And then especially if he brings Bubba Chandler up at some point, and Bubba Chandler comes up and just shoves immediately. Maybe it's starting to smell that way. Yeah. Yeah.
If they win it, even this clip the rest of the year, and let's give Donnie Kelly one more win. Let's say just under Don Kelly, they're a 500 baseball team. And all of these guys we're talking about look like legit major leaguers. I think Ben Cherington comes back next year.
Yep.
And so as a fan, I am terribly conflicted. And we don't ask for much. Like, I almost feel embarrassed saying this. I've been really enjoying watching the Pirates since Don Kelly took over.
Me too.
They're competitive. They scored a lot of runs these last two games. They're pitching, at least the rotation, is lights out. And you are going to get Bubba Chandler at some point. They're kind of fun right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to close one eye or put a Pirate patch over it and not look at the record. But the way they've been playing is good, fun baseball. Arizona's got a good team.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, yeah. They should have won that series. They blew it, but you split with them. Cincinnati, they're on the up and up, and you win that series. Like, three series in a row, you look good against Atlanta. You took 2 out of 3. They look like a real major league team all of a sudden. And if they keep winning ball games, I do think, because of the players who have been catalysts here, I think a reasonable argument can be made from Bob Nunning, oh, we should keep Ben Cherington. I would not do it. It's why I would have fired him before. So that Don Kelly gets all the credit and Ben Cherington doesn't. But I'm not sure they're going to view it the way that you and I view it.
Well, I think it'd be reasonable if he is the GM next year to look out of this lens. He still has an opportunity to get players. You know, you would hope, and we've been hoping, that they would bring in a couple bats, that they would spend some money. So if he is the GM next year, you still could hold on to, I guess, to that hope that it's not like he's handcuffed and put behind bars and like he's just going to operate the way that he has been. There can be a little bit of hope that he might feel the pressure of like, I need to get players in here this time.
I would have thought he felt that way last offseason. Right?
Same here. I'm just trying to look at the positive of him coming back and us having to deal with it and living that life. Like, you can look at it like, okay, like, if he's back, maybe he'll do something this time.
I had somebody, how do I want to put this so that I can protect my source here? I had somebody in the Pirates organization say they need a GM that takes big swings. And the implication there, obviously, is that Ben Cherington does not.
Uh-huh.
And even if all these guys pan out, like Henry Davis and all the guys we just discussed, you still need a GM that's going to then add to the club.
Right.
That's going to take them from, in this hypothetical, being the 500 team that they'd be with Don Kelly, to one that can actually contend for the damn thing.
Right.
And that's where you need a GM that's going to go up there swinging and hacking like Alexander Canario. So he's gone in my book either way. I'm not so sure Nutting views it that way. Maybe he does. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But there's not exactly a track record of success there. So I'm not going to give that guy the benefit of the doubt. Someone just texted in, Henry Davis, still a bust. He's played 119 games. That's less than Andrew McCutchen played last year. Andrew McCutchen played 120 games last season. Henry Davis has 119 games in his professional career. He's only got 440 plate appearances. I'm not going to lie. 2 weeks ago, I would have thought,
right,
he doesn't look like he can do this thing at the big league level. But he's showing that he's evolving, and maybe it's just a hot streak. But maybe it's not. But I'm not going to say a guy who has 440 plate appearances is a bust. That's way too early. Way too early for that. That's nothing. I think he played a full season.
Yeah, I kind of look at it like if he does this consistently throughout the rest of the season, then I think he gets out of bust territory.
Absolutely. If his OPS even, folks, at the end of the year is like 750.
Yeah, okay, then he's out.
Then he's out, and he's hit like 10 homers or something like that.
He's out, yep.
He's a guy, right?
Yep.
And I think we were all hoping for more than that, but baby steps. He wasn't even crawling before. Now he's taking baby steps, which, by the way.
How many times did he play catcher last year?
I can look that up for you. I'll tell an anecdote while I do. My baby's walking now. Fiona is 17 months old. We don't have the baby gates anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I need him back. I'm exhausted every day. Just you chase her around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she moves, man.
It's the best workout. Parents don't realize that how many calories you're burning just chasing around your infant.
It's funny you say that because you got the step counters on the phone anymore. Uh-huh. And I've been routinely over 10,000 a day, and I'm not even going on walks at night or anything anymore. That's what used to be my workout, the nightly walks, like I'm Ron Cook.
Right.
Oh, damn, I almost had the Henry Davis step. I was trying to filibuster about my kid as long as I could. You're asking how many times he caught in 2024.
Yep.
Do-do-do. Boo-ba-do-boo-boo. Da-da-da.
In compared to playing right field.
He only caught 35 games last year. Is that right? Yeah, he caught 35 games last. Can we just try to be positive about some of the Pirates? He's showing that if given consistent playing time, that's a huge key in all this. He can maybe be a guy. And that needs to happen now the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. He got to be playing five times a week.
Yep.
And if that means getting creative and sometimes sitting Andrew McCutchen down and letting Henry Davis DH or Joey Bart DHs because you want to get his bat in the lineup, even though he hasn't had a good May, you got to find a way to get Henry Davis in. That is one of the most important elements of the rest of this could-be lost season, is getting this guy the requisite number of plate appearances to actually find out. Because if he's a dude, all of a sudden that's one less dude you need to acquire this offseason if you're Ben Cherington or some other general manager. 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. It's been a great baseball talk today. We'll get more. Neil Walker going to join us today at 9 o'clock. He couldn't jump on with us on Tuesday. It was early out in Arizona, so he's going to come on with us today. And someone texts in, Neil Walker also took time to develop early on. He looked like a bust. Henry getting there. Yeah, Neil didn't exactly rocket through the minor league system. But there's an analogy to be drawn there. We've talked to Neil about this. I mean, Neil was a catcher.
Right.
Then he's playing third. And then he finally finds a home at second base. That's got to screw with you, man.
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, you've talked about it in your career.
It's hard. It's hard. I mean, you're playing professional sports and you're going to move a whole other position that you've never really played before at the professional level. Like, it's okay to do that in high school. It's okay to do that in college, but you're talking about the best of the best at each position making a lot of money, and now you're going to move there to compete with those guys? It's hard. And then have to learn it on the fly.
People don't think about that kind of
stuff. No, you have to be an insane athlete, too, to be able to do that.
I think he's an easy guy to root for because he clearly busts his ass. And when I went to throw my wonderful first pitch, he was the guy who caught. We had a nice little chat. Nicest dude in the world. Super intense. Scares the hell out of me. But I'm rooting for him. And if they turn it around, and if he continues to turn it around, he's going to become incredibly popular. Because aren't we hard-nosed in this town?
Yep.
I mean, me notwithstanding, but just in general, this town, hard-nosed. I mean, I love the intensity that he plays with.
I mean, he's only 25 years old.
He's 25. He's got 440 plate appearances. He's played 119 games. And now he's starting to turn it around. I'm willing to see where this goes. And if we want to call him a bust, the people who are still texting in saying he's a bust, that's more on them than it's on him. It just is.
Yeah.
Hey, go play right. Go play right field. And it was obvious from day one he was going to put in the work, but like he wasn't cut out to play right field. He's built like a Tonka truck.
It also says he's 6'2 here, and I saw him stand next to you, and he's not 6'2.
I would agree with that takeaway.
He is not 6'2.
That guy's muscles got muscles, though. Like, brick, you know what house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thick. We'll talk to Neil at 9 o'clock about how changing positions around can screw with your head. I also want to get Neil's opinion on the best pitchers he's ever faced. Because, like, what would his approach be against Paul Skeens in the box? Like, what is anybody's approach against Paul? Like, do you just sit dead red fastball, or do you not, and you just hope he throws you something with a hump? Because even his soft stuff is hard.
Yep.
Phrasing. Mm. Mm. People are texting in saying I should take my shirt off again just because they want to see your face. I'm not there yet.
Don't do it.
I'm not ready for that yet.
Don't do it.
I'm not in the best shape of my life territory yet.
You said you look better now than you did in that video.
I do. Because if you look at that video, it's just skinny down to my belly.
Yep.
And then it's not fat, but it's like skinny fat.
Mm-hmm. What do you know?
That, but less skinny fat.
So it would look the same.
Flatter tummy.
Hmm. More hair?
I don't know what's going on with that, man. Yeah. Like, I wasn't this hairy in college. I thought, and this might be just me being a dumbass, but I thought you go through puberty, and whatever hair you get then,
that's it.
That's it.
Nah.
Clearly nah.
I mean, we talked about the ear hair, the nose
that's
hair.
That's different to me. Like, I thought, like if you're going to get back hair, you're either going to get it, like, in high school, and that's it, or no. Clearly, I'm wrong.
I just started getting chest hair.
What is up with that?
Right.
Someone explain that.
Like, literally,
that to
in the
us.
Last 2 years, I have chest hair now.
That's what happened to me. I used to have this disgusting, and I'm still gross, like, admittedly. I used to have this disgusting caterpillar, basically, that came out of my belly button.
Mm.
Now you've seen, I'm all hair.
Mm.
And it just sort of happened all of a sudden. Someone explain that to us at 412-928-9370. Like, is there an extra boost of testosterone that comes along somewhere along the way? Like, you never had chest hair, now all of a sudden you do. We're in our mid-30s.
Right.
Like, what the hell is this?
We're men now.
And could this happen for Mulsey? Could the hair eventually start coming out on the top of his head? I don't know. It was his 9th anniversary yesterday.
I saw that. That's nice.
With Alex.
That's nice.
I have a quick, funny Alex story, actually, which I haven't even told him. So I went to a get-together with him at his place. I don't even remember when it was. And I had never met Alex. So we introduced ourselves at the beginning. Very nice lady. Blah, blah, blah. End of the night. We're saying our goodbyes. Amanda Filippone's walking out. Andrew's walking out. Alex comes over and she extends an arm. So I go in for a hug. Lo and behold, she's actually just opening up a cabinet to put something away. So I sort of like half hugged her. She did not want to do that at all.
No, she probably looked at you like you were crazy.
That's right. All right. We'll get more into the Pirates later on in the show. Coming up next, Kenny Pickett's shot? ? At the Pittsburgh Steelers and why it's relevant now. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.